Unit 12. You'll hear a woman called Kirsty Willis, who works in a zoo, giving a talk to students about careers with animals. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Good morning. My name's Kirsty Willis, and I'm here to talk to you about what it's like to work in a zoo and about some other careers you may be interested in that also involve working with animals. OK, the job that most people associate with working with animals is in a zoo. Although there are job openings which don't require many qualifications, for most posts there's a lot of competition, so it's unlikely that you'll be considered without a degree. Zoos have changed a lot over the years and focus on a conservation role nowadays, which involves care, education and study. But don't expect to have very much contact with the animals, because they tend to be left as much as possible to live as they would in the wild. Although you still may help with normal tasks of feeding, keeping records, etc., a lot of the time is spent on education, so you should have excellent public speaking skills. You'll be talking to visitors to the zoo and showing groups of school children round, so you need to be able to get your enthusiasm across to them. Because what happens in a zoo is more or less the same each day, the job will appeal to you if you like to have routines in your life. You will have to deal with unexpected problems and challenges on occasions, of course, but that's the same in most jobs. Another related area is working in aquariums with sea mammals and fish. You need similar skills to those required for working in a zoo, but you also need to be able to swim well and have experience of using a boat, as most of the aquariums have large areas of water. You'll spend a large part of the day preparing and distributing the fishy diets and dealing with chemicals that are used in the tanks. The job isn't as physically tiring as working in a zoo, but by the time you go home, you will almost certainly smell. It will be obvious to everyone that you've been working with fish. One job that immediately springs to mind when we mention working with animals is working as a vet. Training for this takes a long time, as long or even longer than for a doctor. You can work with all kinds of animals, but you have to take into consideration that it can be frustrating, because the animals can be very negative towards the vet. Conditioning tells them that every time this guy comes around, they aren't feeling well or it's going to be an uncomfortable, scary experience. To be a good vet, you don't just need knowledge of the science. You should be able to communicate with both animals and humans. That skill is really important, much more than making a quick decision about what is wrong with an animal. The last job I'm going to talk about is being an animal trainer. There used to be opportunities in circuses, but animals are used much less now to perform. But animal trainers are still required in films, so it's worth thinking about that. The training required is primarily experience. The pay for these jobs can be pretty low, and many people will work for free at first. It's also very hard work. The day starts early as 4 or 5 in the morning, and in most cases won't finish till 14 hours later. Don't forget, in most jobs you work 8 hours a day maximum. This is definitely not a 9-to-5 job. If you'd like any more information, there are a number of websites that will...